most of the Midwest is going to be faced with a good mix of weather, but still not quite the best timing for some of the rainfall. Much of the Midwest is still in need of a significant dry and warm weather. The soil temperatures have really not risen the way they should at this time of the year. We still need to get a good deal of warming to take place across the region. Well, we'll get some of that warming to take place over the next couple of days ahead of the big storm system that's expected this weekend, but rain is going to fall in the western Corn Belt today and in the eastern areas tomorrow into Friday morning, and the precipitation will prevent the region from warming up as well as it would otherwise. And then we get a couple of days of dry weather wedged in there between storm systems, and then of course the next storm system comes along, and it's going to be a little bit more of a cold core system, and that is likely to translate into some cooler temperatures that will prevent the soil temperatures from getting as warm as many producers would like to see right now. So the bottom line here is it's still a mixed blessing. We will get moisture across parts of the Midwest, but at this point, as we quickly start approaching the 1st of May, it's going to become more important that we get field work done rather than getting moisture in the ground. We got plenty of moisture to go around for a while, so significant rain events are unwelcome right now. We do expect to see significant precipitation occur across portions of the Midwest over this next several-day period. We're going to find the first round of precipitation in the western belt today, and it will quickly move across the region as we go through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow. Most of the precipitation that occurs is expected to be light to moderate. Some of the greatest precipitation will probably be focused on areas coming out of Nebraska, passing through Iowa into Wisconsin. There may be a few areas in Missouri and Illinois that will also get some moderate amounts of rainfall out of the deal, and that will be the region that ends up with the greatest delay in field work. We'll also see the wettest soil conditions occurring as a result of that, and the need for dry weather before field access can take place, it will then become a fairly big priority. We will see dry weather tomorrow, and we'll probably have most of the day dry on Friday across parts of the western Corn Belt. And as we get involved with those 2 days of drying, then some field work will take place, and it will probably be aggressive in some locations, mainly because of the fact that it is going to rain again in a significant manner across some of the western Corn Belt as we get into the Saturday afternoon and Sunday time period. It will likely see the precipitation heavy at times during that period, and it will see it spread, of course, across the rest of the eastern Midwest into the Delta and the southeastern states as well as time moves forward. We do expect to see rain totals from this bigger storm system this weekend to easily get into some 1 to 2 inch range, and we'll likely see widespread coverage, so everybody will be impacted and field work will be delayed. The deep low pressure system that's responsible for all the precipitation this weekend will also be bringing in some wind and some dry conditions in the southwestern U.S. plains, hard red winter wheat country from western portions of Kansas into west Texas will continue struggling for moisture, and they will see blowing dust probably late in the weekend, early next week, and they're going to see temperatures in the 80s and 90s here this afternoon and again Friday into Saturday. For the Midwest, the temperatures, though, won't be nearly as hot as that. We'll likely see the afternoon temperatures today across a big part of the region, running mostly in the range of 60s and 70s across a fair amount of the region. Some of the coolest air will be in the Great Lakes region, where we'll see some 50s as we move on out over the next couple of days. We'll have quite a bit of warm weather in the southern parts of the region and then turning cooler thereafter. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.